Good afternoon, everybody. I'm happy to see people sticking it out here on Tuesday afternoon and appreciate everybody being here. So my name is Karen Peters. I'm actually presenting for my colleague, Jerry, who wasn't able to attend the conference, but I've worked with her on this project, so feel I know something about it. And my background is, as Rachel mentioned, I have some background in evaluation, and we were just talking earlier that it's nice to, evaluation is a nice discipline because you can kind of use it in a lot of different kinds of scenarios. So I'm not an expert in emergency preparedness, but have, through the evaluation component, learned a lot about it. So I'm always telling my students, get evaluation skills because you can apply them in many different things. I also wanted to congratulate Dr. Britt on your first graduating class of MPHs. It's very nice. Nice to hear that. No disclosures here on this particular presentation. So I'm representing the Illinois Preparedness and Emergency Response Learning Center, or we call them PEARLCs. And University of Illinois at Chicago is one of 14 of these PEARLCs, and they're funded by CDC, Office of Public Health Preparedness and Response. And sort of the overall mission of this network throughout the U.S. is to provide education services to enhance capacity and performance, in our case, obviously, in Illinois, to the public health workforce for focusing on preparedness and emergency response. And as part of our PEARLC, we put together a small grant, mini grant program that folks around the state could apply for to, you know, sort of support their preparedness and emergency response related activities. And we also wanted these mini grants to kind of move local health departments working in emergency preparedness outside of their traditional partners and to start to partner with other organizations that, you know, they need to be working with in terms of networking for emergency response. So fire departments and long-term care facilities, which isn't a real traditional partner typically with emergency response. So our mini grant program was awarded to 13 organizations across the state. You can sort of see the distribution of those awardees. We gave them $4,500 to do a six-month type of project, and it's amazing what even a little bit of seed money like that is able to result in, sort of really building some partnerships that hadn't existed before. So most of the awardees were local health departments, and you can see the distribution there. What the projects were had a variety of different descriptions, mostly conducting training activities, but sometimes running emergency response types of exercises and drills, developing response plans, perhaps something wasn't already existing, for example, in a long-term care facility, and conducting needs assessments. So it really was, you know, up to the project what kind of activities they wanted to do for their mini grant. And again, we were also trying to encourage reaching out to sort of at-risk types of populations that they may not normally kind of think about: disabled persons, the rural seniors, limited or non-English speaking, and so forth, infants and children, and so forth. So I came to the project, again, with my background in evaluation, and actually CDC had heard about this evaluation model called Kirkpatrick model, and it's sort of has these four different levels. And so any of you that are doing training, you might want to consider this model. It can apply to really any kind of activity that involves a training component to it. And so here I've been in a couple sessions where we've been asked to fill out little evaluations of the session. Typically that's sort of a level one where you're sort of asking, you know, was the speaker good? Was the facility good? Did they meet kind of the learning objectives? Kind of very basic, usually very short type of evaluation instrumentation. The second level in this model has to do with sort of the KSAs, knowledge, skills, and attitudes kinds of attributes that you're hoping that the training, you know, is able to instill, kind of new knowledge, you know, increased awareness, new skill building, and those kinds of things. The third level of this Kirkpatrick model has to do with seeing some sort of practice change. And so in the case of emergency preparedness and response, we're hoping to see that, you know, even during a drill, that people, you know, say they gain new knowledge and skills and awareness and so forth, but did that actually happen in the field? And so this obviously takes some sort of an incident or some sort of an activity to be able to see that. And then sort of this fourth level has to do with looking at the results or the impact at the organizational level, so moving kind of outside of the individual's knowledge acquisition and change in practice to, is the organization itself better able to respond? And so I think CDC recognized that we do a lot of training, right? We're training and practicing and doing a lot of drills, and, you know, we do evaluation surveys of the people participating in those trainings, but and we get a sense of at the individual level what's going on, but there's really very little literature. Does all this training result in some sort of increase in capacity of an agency or an organization in and of itself, in our case in responding to types of emergencies? So that's where this Kirkpatrick model, I think the CDC was interested to say, you know, we invest funds into these trainings and we have these Pearl C's that are doing these trainings, and, you know, people come and go kind of, but perhaps local health departments, is their capacity better because of these trainings? And so this was a model, I think, that CDC was really interested in seeing, could we do an evaluation at this level? So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the level 3 and level 4. The level 1 and level 2 are kind of fairly straightforward. Everybody's fairly familiar with that. The reason that I'm just going to focus on these and just focus on 3 of the 13 grantees is because, as you might imagine, once you start going to a level 3 or a level 4, it's taking a much longer time to do this kind of evaluation because you're not going to see change overnight, for example, in an agency. So in our little mini evaluation, we looked at just 3. We kind of picked out 3 different of our mini grants, one representing rural, one suburban, and one urban, and asked them to do a level 3 and a level 4 component to their evaluations as part of our study. And so you can sort of see all of the sites, of course, had to do level 1 and level 2. I want to just put a caveat in there. You don't have to go level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4 to make the model work. You sort of get a more robust evaluation if you do all 4 levels, but you don't necessarily have to do level 2 to do a level 3 or level 3 to do a level 4, which makes the model fairly flexible. So level 3 is sort of a self-report of increased confidence in their ability to apply things that they're learning in the training to a field experience, and we sort of see that in addition to seeing some individual level change in their ability to apply the training, they also noticed that policies at the workplace changed as a result of these training. And so additional training and on policies and procedures continued to be an issue that they wanted to see happen. They wanted to have more exercises to apply the training skills that they've learned. But they also noticed that trained people were really more willing to assist with other activities and realized that preparedness is about teamwork. So you wouldn't necessarily get that when you do like a level 1 and say, you know, was the room good? Was the speaker good? You know, were the learning objectives met? So you're kind of moving this up in sort of a conceptual level. So seeing a lot more about teamwork. terms of the level four, this is now moving into the agency or organization capacity. We saw that the organizations involved in the training reported having much more increased partnerships, that the agency was able to do much more in terms of partnerships, that the outcomes had met the organization's needs and responsibilities for preparedness. So here now, you're not reporting at the individual level that people felt that the training helped them, but in fact that the organization and its responsibilities for preparedness had increased. And all of the sites reported that in the absence of the mini grant training, they would not have been able to achieve these outcomes. So giving us a sense that the mini grant training itself was very helpful, but it also worked at the agency level. Just a couple of quotes from our evaluation. They continue to build some relationships with sort of non-traditional partners, long-term care facilities, people with special needs, historically had not been involved in the preparedness field. We grow and expand relationships with partners and staff, are more aware of their responsibilities. And it was a foundation to prepare for full-scale evacuation of all long-term care facilities that participated, and they are better able and quite confident now to respond to these kinds of emergency situations. So in conclusion, we sort of have decided that evaluation of preparedness, but you can substitute in anything actually that has a training component using Kirkpatrick, gives guidance, but it's kind of intense, labor intensive to do this, to find this information from an evaluation standpoint. The instability of funding for preparedness training and personnel changes make this even more difficult. Again, this is taking a lot longer time in terms of evaluation. It's not sort of, you know, a one-time only or a pre-post. It will take 6 to 12 months for an agency to realize, to make a judgment, has its capacity increased or not. If you're interested in more information on this, please contact the director of our PEARLC, Vicki Weibel, and here's her contact information. Happy to take any questions now or later on.